everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary, the podcast where it feels like you've snuck into your sister's diary and found all of her unfiltered stories, confessions, and thoughts she'd never say out loud. I got out of breath midway through that sentence, so I apologize. But I'm your host, Sam, and today I have a guest. I have a guest for the podcast today, and drumroll please, it is my husband. And I kind of had to pull his leg a little bit. Is that the right phrase? I don't know. Anyway, I twist his arm. Why would I pull his leg? Twist his arm to come on here. But he agreed, and I'm very thankful for that. I haven't had a guest on in quite some time, so I apologize. I think it's fun to listen to more than just my voice, so you guys are in for a treat today. Before that, though, I'm going to read you guys my diary for the week. I didn't have Robbie on for this part because, you know, he has a job and other stuff to do, so I figured I would do this part by myself, but then we're going to jump in with him with some stories about field trips gone wrong. And I thought about this because it's the beginning of the school year and I just thought it'd be fun. And I explain that a little bit more once I have him on. So let's get into my diary very quickly. I have just a couple things to talk about. The first one is don't ask the internet for fashion advice unless you want to get your feelings hurt. Because I don't know if I just forgot that, like, everybody has their own opinion, but I've come to a point in my life where, like, I feel pretty okay with how I dress. Like, it doesn't really bother me to not be, like, super up in the trends. Like, I'm not going to wear something that I don't want to wear just because it's trendy. Does that make sense? So, but I also like to feel good and, like, look good. And anyway, I put this video together. You guys probably saw it. If you're listening, you probably saw it. Put this video together of me wearing some clothes, and people didn't comment on Instagram necessarily that they hated any of the options, but, like, nobody was like, you have to wear this one. It looks so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I wanted. I don't know what I was expecting. But the one that people said that they liked the most on that video that I put together was actually a shirt that I kind of hated, and I did not want to wear it. So I decided to go in a different direction. And then the people on TikTok were like, ew, your shoes are ugly. And, like, someone just commented the word no. I was like, excuse you. You don't like it? Okay, that's fine. Whatever. So, yeah, I went to the store and I got some more options. And I went to Ross, and I almost didn't go to Ross because I was like, they're not going to have anything cute there. Because the last couple times I've gone to Ross has been a major flop. So I went to Ross and they actually had a ton of options and I found some really cute stuff. And I ended up buying, like, 3 dresses, and I only wore one, obviously. But I think it worked out really well. And yeah, all this to say, just if you're going to ask the internet for advice about what you look like in your appearance in any way, you got to be ready for them to have opinions. So yeah, I had a little crash out thinking, like, oh my gosh, do I not have any fashion sense at all? And yeah, I got in my head a little bit about that. But then it turns out I don't really give a crap and I trust myself and what I want to wear. So anyway, I ended up wearing what I wanted to wear, but I do appreciate your guys' input. So thank you all for commenting on that. It kind of helped me go in a, it helped me kind of hone in on what I wanted to wear. And then, I don't know if you guys do this, but when I'm doing family pictures, the rest of my family's outfit kind of depends on what I'm wearing. Does that make sense? Like, I want everyone to wear something that they feel comfortable and good in. Obviously, like, I'm not going to make anyone wear something they don't want to wear. But also, everything needs to, like, coordinate, and I'm the only person I trust in my little family to do that. So that's what I had to do. Anyway, thank you guys always, always, always for commenting on my videos. I really appreciate it. The next thing, and I will talk about this quickly because I know I spent, like, half an hour on it last episode, and I don't want to bore you guys to death. But I need to talk about the Summer I Turned Pretty movie and my thoughts about that, because I recorded last week's episode before I knew about the movie. So some of my thoughts I want to revise just a little bit. But honestly, I think I stand by most of it, because I think I would have rather just had an ending to the show that we wanted. You know, it felt weird. It kind of felt like, you know, when they did the Divergent movies and they were going to split the last movie up into 2 parts, but they didn't tell anybody that. So then when the movie came out, people were freaking pissed and they're like, oh, well, we were going to do a part 2. And then they never got the funding for part 2. So they never did it. That's kind of how this felt. Like, I feel like she was telling us, like, oh, this is the end, this is going to be the final. He even said finale, and then it just wasn't what we wanted. And then, like, 3 hours later, she's like, huh, we're doing a movie. And also, we don't even know what's for sure going to be in the movie and, like, when it's going to come out. I don't want to wait 3 years to see it come out. I don't know. I kind of just wish that they would have, I don't know. And a movie is essentially just a supersized episode anyway, which they could have given us in the season. Like, there were so many episodes that had a lot of filler. And I know Jenny Han will say it's not filler. And I do understand a lot of it was, like, important to story, like, to building the story and all that. But there was a lot that could have been taken out, and we could have had a better ending. Like, I'm glad we got a Bonrad ending, whatever. If you guys don't know what Bonrad means, then it's Deli and Conrad. And, yeah, anyway, I'm glad we got that ending, but I don't know. I think it could have been done maybe a little bit better. So, yeah, I don't know. I still just think, like, the writing of the entire season 3 was good. It just, like, barely didn't hit the mark. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really, really needed Belly's inner dialogue throughout the season, and we didn't get that. And she did, Jenny Han did too good of a job at selling the Jeremiah and Belly love story. She did too good, and there wasn't enough, like, yearning from Belly. Like, we didn't know as an audience, unless you'd read the books, you didn't know that she still loved Conrad. It was so hard to tell, honestly, because we didn't really see it, and we didn't really hear her say. The only thing we got really was when they were at Christmas and she says, oh my gosh, a part of me will always love you. Where in the books she says, oh my gosh, I still love you. And that's a key difference. And I think those subtle changes actually made it a big impact on, like, how the final episode was received, if that makes any sense. But yeah, essentially what I'm trying to say is she convinced us too much that she loved Jer, and she tried too hard to sell both love stories. And so they both ended up falling kind of flat. Like, she either needed to go 100% Team Jeremiah, and, like, with a little bit of, you know, angst from Belly and Conrad, but, like, you know what I'm saying? She sold them both too hard. I don't know how to explain it, but you guys know what I'm talking about. It just wasn't, I wasn't fully convinced of Belly and Conrad, and I'm still like, there's just something missing. So anyway, the season one of the show is the best season. I hate to say it, it really is. And I mean, there's good moments from the other seasons, but season one for sure is the best. I know it's the cringiest, whatever, I don't really care. It's the best. And I might just pretend like the other ones don't exist. We'll see. We'll see if the movie redeems anything for me. But I am scared, because a movie has to have conflict, right? In order to be a movie, it can't just be a happy lovey-dovey montage of Belly and Conrad. There has to be something that goes wrong. And I swear, if she makes them break up or something like that, I'm like, we have been over this. We don't need to see it again. So I'm interested to see what she's going to use as a conflict for the movie. All right, let's move on past that, because I told you guys I would not keep speaking about it. That's the last thing I'll say about The Summer I Turned Pretty, unless something crazy comes out about it. But yeah, there's my closing remarks on that subject. Let's get into the meat of the podcast. It's going to be kind of a cut, because I recorded the part with my husband before I recorded this part. So I'm just gonna say goodbye to you guys right now, and my husband will be joining me in just a moment. All right, everybody, I have my husband here. Can you say hi?
Hey, how's it going?
He's so nervous. You're being a weirdo.
I don't do this very often. Makes me nervous.
When have you ever done this?
I did it with you once.
Oh, yeah, we did an episode, didn't we?
And sometimes I talk in meetings with a lot of people, and it makes me nervous. Just normal.
His face is red. He's embarrassed.
What do you do?
Are you embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed. Oh. Just...
I kind of asked him last minute. I was like, hey, do you want to be on an episode today?
Yeah, to be fair, I have no idea. I don't know what this episode's about. I just said yes, and I walked in the door.
Well, I'll give you a clue. I went on Reddit today.
Okay.
And I found, well, what made me think about this was our kids just started school and everything, you know? So I was thinking about when I was in elementary school and, like, field trips and how fun those were.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about some other field trips that I had, and some of them didn't go as well. So I was like, I wonder if there's any stories on Reddit of like bad field trips.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there were.
Oh,
there were some good ones. So that's what I gathered, some stories of bad field trips. But I wanted to ask you first.
What?
To kind of introduce yourself to people.
Okay.
Well, don't give too much information.
Okay. I don't know.
To my 15 followers.
You can always cut out what's I shouldn't share. So I'm Robbie. I'm Sam's husband. We've been married for, I don't know, 9 years.
You don't know?
10 years.
He pretends like he doesn't know.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to share.
I don't know. What do you like to do?
What's
your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite right now. But...
No, I just saw some of the Dancing with the Stars people. The you don't know it. Maybe you do. His name's Alan. He's one of the pros. He's really short hair. He was partnered with Hannah Brown once.
No.
You would know him if you saw him, I'm sure. But he's partnered with the girl who plays Meredith Blake from The Parent Trap.
Oh,
but yeah. I forgot. She's also in the movie Superstar.
Is Meredith Blake the like evil?
Well, she's not evil, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
The soon to be wife.
Yeah. I guess you could perceive her as the villain or whatever you want, but yeah.
Okay.
But she's also in the movie Superstar. Evian. She's like kind of the villain in that one too.
I don't remember.
I think you've only watched that with me one time. Yeah, I actually think that might've been the last time I ever watched it.
Yeah. I don't remember her role there.
If you guys haven't seen Superstar, let me just give you a little background on this movie. It has Will Ferrell in it as well as, oh my gosh, what's her name? The main character's name, I can't remember what her actress name is.
I can see her face. I don't know.
She, yeah, anyway, I can't remember what her name is, but just look up Superstar, you'll know who I'm talking about. But it's the stupidest movie.
You have to be like, in the right
category,
mood.
What category would you put it in? Like with other movies?
Pre-Napoleon Dynamite, weird.
Well, like Anchorman kinda. Or Land of the Lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost is the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Similar. Same vibe.
Napoleon Dynamite is even better than, or Hot Rod. It's like Hot Rod kind of.
Yeah,
kind of. But worse.
I think it's.
It's stupider.
I don't remember, but I feel like it's one you can't watch with your kids. I think it might be pretty inappropriate.
The whole premise of the show is they're doing a talent show to raise money for venereal disease, which is a sexually transmitted disease. Yeah,
probably not a kid. Probably not a good
movie. It's not a kid movie at all. No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, she's on that movie, and I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know. I was introducing myself.
Yeah. Why did I think of that?
I don't know. You just asked me what my favorite movies are.
Yeah, what is your favorite movie?
I don't know if I have a favorite movie.
I was going to tell you Superstar was one of my favorite movies. Yeah, that's why I said that.
I mean, we don't watch a lot of movies right now.
Yeah, well, I try to when you're always like, I want to play games with my
pals. At one point, it was Thor Ragnarok.
That's for a what good
that, movie. It's funny. It's got action. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Haven't watched it in a while, but I like to do that. Like to play games with my friends. I work a lot.
He loves to play games.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I do like playing games. Yeah. I like to do house projects. Outside stuff. Make our ugly house less ugly. Yeah. Or all the other projects we've done.
If you had to do something for fun, would it be video games?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Probably.
If you're a video game hater, then you need to get a life because that's the world we live in these days.
Yeah, no, that's what I like to do. It's good. It's fun to do with my friends, fun to do with our kids. So it's good.
All right. Do you have any field trip stories you can think of?
Yeah. I mean, I can think about ones I went on that were fun, ones that were less fun. I can think of a few that were not fun for other people.
That's the ones I want to know about. I don't want to know about the fun ones.
I can think of one. There's a guy I know. Keep his name to myself.
Okay.
he was coming back and made it through.
Coming back from where?
I don't remember what the trip was.
Oh, okay.
Some trip. I think it was a sports trip. Later at night. Had to be. We were older, high school. He didn't make it to where we were going to eat.
What do you mean? Like he died?
No. His pants didn't make it. Well, they did.
He crapped his pants?
Yeah, he had to throw them away.
No way.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I'll tell you later.
No, tell me right now. I'll cut it.
You'll cut it?
Yes.
You probably don't know him, but...
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. He literally crapped his pants.
Yeah. I'm 90. It might have been his younger brother, but I'm pretty sure it was him.
Stop. I made Robbie put chops on because his mouth kept making noise.
Sorry.
Sorry if you guys hear a bunch of mouth clicks.
Yeah.
It's an art I've had to perfect.
Yeah, no.
Trying not to let my lips touch while I speak.
Just sitting here waiting to get ready. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm making a lot of noise. It's hard.
It's okay. It's fine.
I'm trying to think of other field trips.
So someone crapped their pants. Was there any that were bad for you?
One time I thought my bladder was going to explode. Again, coming back from a late night trip. Yeah. And after I finally got to go pee, like I was still in a bit of pain. I think I might have got a UTI or something from holding it that long. But is that a thing?
I don't know. Can that even happen? Well, just full disclosure, you guys, I had a UTI a couple weeks ago and I Googled like how you get UTIs. You want to know? It's from poop.
Ew. Yeah, I don't know.
That's like the only thing it was saying. So unless you got poop in.
I don't know how that would happen, but this is the longest. Longest I've ever had
I'm
to hold
clean,
it.
Guys. I'm clean.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're telling me not to share too much? Look at. Yeah.
No, I meant. Anyway, moving on.
I don't know. We didn't do a lot of field trips, though. We went to Lagoon a lot.
A lot?
Yeah. I think from sixth grade, it was like every year. If
really?
You had like half decent grades.
The one time I went to Lagoon on a field trip, it was horrendous because the people I was with, that sounded like bad grammar. The people I was with. I was with people and they were really grumpy the whole time and it wasn't very fun. And we didn't stay. I mean, we had to drive out that morning and then leave that day. So, I mean, you can only go on so many rides in like 3 hours. So.
Yeah. No, ours was like that, but I think we stayed most of the day and it was fun. We did a lot of times and it was good.
That was fun. I can't remember what year I went to Lagoon. I want to say I was in junior high. Oh, I remember. It was in eighth grade because they used to go to the wave pool and then the wave pool closed or something. And
was
so,
it Seven Peaks? Is that the right?
No, it was like a wave. There was a
the
wave
one in Price?
Pool. Like that was just a wave pool. Yeah. I have been to the Seven Peaks one though.
I think we went there. It was like fifth grade or seventh grade. I don't remember. But.
Fun. All right. Well, one time, the only bad field trip I can think of, I don't think I had any in like elementary school that were really bad. But when I was in high school, when I was in student council, we went out to the Capitol building. And when we were there, we were like doing a tour of the whole thing. It was kind of weird. And we were in like the basement part of it. And I just like, you know, the feeling when like all the blood drains from your body.
Oh yeah.
And you go like ghost white and you get like clammy and goosebumps. That happened to me. And I couldn't leave. There was nowhere for a bathroom.
Mid tour.
Yeah.
Stuck.
And I was like, I wasn't going to poop my pants. I was like, there's things about me. I've never pooped my pants and I don't throw up. Like I just
got a grip on it.
I got a grip. Yeah. I rarely throw up and I've never pooped my pants. Anyway. So I was holding it together, but it was making me so sick. Like, I was seeing stars. My head was spinning. And I finally made it to a bathroom. But nothing's worse than getting sick like that when you're not in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Stuck on a tour.
Yeah.
Who knows where you can
go. And, like, 3 hours away from home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, if I continued to be sick.
Could have been rough.
I was just, I had no access to Pepto-Bismol. Like, there's nothing for me to do. Except for just tough it out. Another time. This wasn't really a field trip. I wrote an essay and then got picked to go to Washington, D.C. with this company. And I went and we went to the Capitol building, like the White House. No? Yeah, we did go
to the White House.
We went to
That's cool.
We went and saw like the outside of the White House. We didn't go.
Okay.
But we went to the Capitol. Is that a building? Is there a Capitol of the United States building?
Probably. I don't know.
We are stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Went to an important meeting or building, and I was wearing this black dress and tights and these really tall boots, and it was the middle of summer. And so I was like, I got so hot, I started like overheat, and I don't know what it is. I'm really sensitive to like overheating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go into the bathroom and take my tights off and like just raw dog it in my boots and... I eventually took my boots completely off and just walked around without shoes on because on the streets of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Yeah. I don't know how I didn't get a foot fungus, but anyway, I digress.
Any other field trips?
No, not that I can think of. There was a church trip one time that we went out to the like, what's the processing plant or something, like the cannery processing place? I don't, you know, those like really tall, they're white, like when you're driving from,
it's in Kaysville.
Yeah,
it's got the wheat on it.
Yeah, we went there.
Oh, I've never been there.
I think I could be totally wrong. I'm pretty sure we went there. We did a couple things. We also went to Temple Square and we went a couple places, but it was snowing on the way back and we had this crusty old bus that had a hole in the floor of the bus. We could see the road and it was so cold because like there's a hole in the bus. So yeah. Anyway, nobody died. It was fine. All right. You ready to read these stories?
Sure.
The stories of Reddit. Reddit is an interesting place because I never know where these people are from. So some of them have interesting language. Like I think they're from the UK or something. So just be aware of that. But what's the first one you have?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Let's start with.
I wanted to keep them a surprise.
I think I go first.
Should I open them?
Yeah. Just open the first one. Tell me what the first word is.
A.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. My Girl Scout troop went to the police station. It wasn't initially terrible, but they locked us in a cell and took pictures while the cell next to us actually had a lady that was arrested earlier. We heard a lot of curse words that day. I had a faint memory of her pissing herself as well.
I mean, to be fair, I would probably piss myself.
If a group of teenagers came?
No, just being in jail.
Oh, okay. You would piss yourself in jail? Probably. I guess this is different than prison. The jail, when I was a kid, I didn't know there was a difference between jail and prison.
Pretty different.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But now I know.
I don't know. There's I just don't like being in trouble.
Yeah. So you'd pee your pants.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
One time, and Kate's told this. I feel like it's fair game to say because she's told the podcast that she, or I don't know about this podcast, but the previous podcast, she said she went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said there's like no privacy. Like, there's just a toilet and you just have to go. Like,
no, they can see everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's a little step too far. Like, why can't we just give them a door or a stall? Well,
so they don't. I think there's a lot of reasons. I don't know. The jail that I've gone and toured. Is it because
they're worried about what they'll do in the bathroom because they can't see them?
To themselves or to other people. If
or like try to drown themselves in the toilet bowl.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of things. You never know who you could have in that room. What kind of person that might be. But the jail that I got a tour, there was a pretty central location.
Did you tour a jail?
Oh, I was in high school.
Oh, interesting. Why do schools choose that?
This wasn't a school thing. It was something else.
Oh.
But
for funsies?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. But you could see almost everything just by looking out from the central location. But then all the command center TVs and cameras. And yeah, I think they could even lock doors from there.
Oh, I hope
bathrooms and stuff not work. I'm not sure.
They can like pause the toilet.
I don't know. That someone's got diarrhea
and they're like, no flushing for you.
Yeah, I don't know. But, that's funny. Yeah, pretty crazy.
One time one of my friends went to a like leadership camp when we were in student council. I didn't go, but she went. And she went with one of our friends from like a different school. And they went to the like state prison and did a tour. And the people there were like, don't look at the inmates for too long. Like, don't look at them. And they're like, what am I supposed to do?
What are they going
to
do? Get out and come find me later?
No, like, I don't know. Why? They were just like, don't. It just revs them up or something. Yeah.
Yeah, get a reaction out of them.
All right.
Should I go?
Yep.
All right. A subway is in the sandwich shop. Wait, I don't get it. Wait, what are we talking about again?
Field trips.
Field trip. They went to Subway? That doesn't even make sense. A Subway. They've got to be from middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You have electricity where you went to school. A Subway.
That's funny. That feels like something that my school would have done, like in elementary school. They've been like, let's go. Because like,
this is going to be epic.
We went to the grocery store on a field trip.
Really?
Once. Yeah. It was actually kind of cool.
Like in the back it. Or just...
Yeah, we went and saw where they stocked the milk and stuff. I thought it was really cool.
I guess in college I went on
a field trip. To the grocery
store. Not to the grocery store, but just seems kind of lame. We went to like this place they make ice cream and we just walked through the freezer. I don't know.
Oh, the Fat Boy Factory that you delivered to?
Yes, that one.
Let me tell you guys a little bit.
Different.
Let me tell you about the story. Robbie used to work FedEx and he's really... really excited that he delivered ice cream to the Fat Boy Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And like we would be talking and he would somehow find a way to bring up the fat boys.
It wasn't multiple times. It was one time. No, it and was no one multiple was listening times. To me. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to tell you a cool story. It was multiple Everyone's times. Ignoring me.
Okay. Well, this is the way he says it. Everyone was ignoring him, but like we could hear him. We were just ignoring him. Mm-hmm. He just kept being like, the fat boy factory that I deliver at. You know, mm-hmm. the fat boy factory that I deliver to. And he always had to add the that I deliver to. Mm-hmm. So now anytime we even have like an ice cream sandwich, we're like, Robbie, did you deliver these to the fat boy factory that you deliver to?
Endless. I'm funny. So perfect. It's like the one thing that people can give me a hard time about.
Except one for thing there's like a lot me. Of things that we make fun of you about.
Not really.
That's how my family shows love, though. Like if we don't make fun of you in like some way.
You should probably be a little worried.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to think if there's anybody in our family we don't make fun of. I don't think so. I think we make fun of everybody equally.
Yeah.
My sister told me that people are afraid to make fun of me because I get too mad.
Well, I think we give you a pretty good hard time. At least I do. I don't know. I think everybody else does.
I probably do get mad, but I'm just like so perfect. There's nothing to make fun of me.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, next. We went to a funeral home in elementary school. One kid passed out as the nice, creepiest hell guy explained the embalming process as we all stood around the embalming table. I think it was the line, and the blood runs down these gutters on the side of the table, that put one kid over the edge.
Oh, that's like...
That's disgusting. I never even think about that process of like, you have to like get the blood out of the body. Yeah,
I don't know.
You
that's,
look visibly uncomfortable. I feel like that's... What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I feel like that's not a great place for... kids to go to. Yeah. I hope they didn't
elementary school.
Yeah, I hope they didn't see anyone.
Wouldn't they be naked on the table?
Well, I hope there wasn't a body there. I learned a pretty crazy fact the other day about cremation.
I want to hear.
I can't remember if it's every time.
People sit up?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it might be every time. I don't think it's midway through. They'll sit up.
That's mid-cremation.
Just thinking
Imagine the first time that happened.
Yeah.
The person was like, didn't
tell him that that happens. Yeah. Okay, now watch him.
Watch him. Make sure he doesn't move. He's like, what? Well, sometimes they move.
Yeah.
That is, who even think, like, because there's a committee. It's usually the PTA that plans the field trips. So, like, who was like,
Somebody had to know.
Or someone on the PTA was the director of the funeral home. Something.
Yeah.
That just seems like the absolute worst.
Yeah, too niche.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yes.
We visited a rainforest at night. It was actually really cool, but I had recently lost weight due to a bad case of pneumonia, so my pants were loose. I bent over to pick up my backpack and accidentally flashed everyone in the middle of the forest under a full moon. Someone pointed out my round, pale ass perfectly matched the moon, was called Moon Moon for the rest of the year.
I love a good nickname.
Moon Moon.
Yeah. Did you have a nickname in high school?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you did. Tell me.
Am I supposed to... It's not super appropriate. Does it matter?
You just said ass.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people call me Woody. There's one kid specifically when I would walk in every day. His mom was a teacher. He did not care if she was standing there. He'd say... Morning, Wood.
I bet that was lovely.
I mean, I think my brothers didn't love it, but I was just like, it is what it is and had fun with it.
Did they call your brothers that too?
I think so.
Or they just thought it was weird?
I think some people did. I don't think they were as open to it. Mm-hmm. At least I know one specifically was not because we've talked about it. But
you know, that's one thing I had to think about when we named our kids. I was like, okay, we can't help the last name. Like, I tried to get us to make our name Cranwood, and you wouldn't go for it, but whatever. But when we were choosing their first names, I'm like, we have to be careful with the last name of Wood.
You do have to be careful.
We can't name him
They're going to get made Harry fun of either way. You're right.
Or Harold, or I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things that they could be made fun of.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me, I know. There's very few, even now, people come up with things. I'm like, come on. I've heard that one before. It's rare.
There's no creative ones anymore.
It's rare that I'll hear a new one.
Hmm. What about Robbie Bobby Baby Boo?
Not very creative. Heard that a lot.
Oh, you know, that was like a huge secret when we were dating. Robbie was like, don't tell anybody my nickname, like to his family. And then I finally heard it and I was like, that's it. That's not that embarrassing.
It was just when I was a baby.
I was expecting it to be like big, fat, ugly fart man cave.
Well, something. You're in college, you're trying to protect, you know, impress this new girl and her family. You don't really want them to know this, like,
Robbie little... Bobby Baby Boo. I think that's cute. I think that's endearing.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah.
But my sister used to, never mind, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you what she used to call me.
Okay.
Okay, back to Moon Moon. How would you feel
about that?
Yeah, would you just know. Embrace like it? That's the only way you can go about it.
I was going to say, I don't think you have a choice. When it comes to nicknames, you don't get to choose them. The only thing you can do is react to them. And if you act poorly afterwards, people are going to either not want to interact with you as much, or they're going to think you're kind of, I don't know.
Rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to embrace it.
Yeah, I think you just have to embrace it and own it.
You just have to go with it. There's no option.
I do feel like the whole visited the rainforest at night feels very Harry Potter.
Yeah.
What do they call that? The Forbidden Forest?
Yeah.
Like, what were they doing?
Why
were they in the rainforest?
Yeah, why does it have to be at night, though?
What does that even mean? Like, how do you go to the rainforest?
You walk.
Yeah, but where is that?
I don't know.
Isn't that another part of the world? I don't know.
Do we have rainforests in the U.S.?
I don't think so.
I think just like South America.
Yeah.
Probably. Right?
Yeah.
We're really showing our true colors with our
not
knowledge.
My strong suit.
Okay, did I do that one or did you?
I did.
Okay, next one says, a sewage treatment plant. We got to see how our own toilet water became clean enough to send to the ocean.
I actually had a field trip that we did this, not to the ocean, but to a sewage treatment plant
no
in college.
Way.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah, just on the
do
other
they
side.
Really put it in like tap water? Like
we this one,
drink.
No.
Filtered
but
poop.
It's clean enough. You Ew. Might could, but no, not in this city. It didn't. But
well, let me read you some of the. Oh wait, you tell me. Sorry.
Well, I was just gonna say it's a pretty crazy process, and the byproduct
stinky?
Is the water, which was not stinky, pretty well clean and tested clean. It would just go into like
well,
the
what's
storm
the,
drain,
what's
basically.
The by what do you mean byproduct?
Well, the other product was just a solid.
What do they
kinda
do? Kind
of loamy.
Loamy
brown.
Ew.
Sponge. Yeah, and they'd put it in these big blocks, long strips shaped like a block but a strip, and they'd let it dry like that, and then I think they sold it as fertilizer, but not for like human consumption fertilizer, like fertilizer for alfalfa or something that
don't the cows consume alfalfa and then we consume the cows.
Yeah.
So what goes
that's
around comes around.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying? The circle of life.
Yeah.
Ew, that's disgusting. All right, let me read you some of the comments. This person says, sorry, the question was the worst field trip, not the best field trip you ever had. This reminds me of one time we had to redo our septic system. I can't remember why. I think it was just too small or something. And we had it like open for a minute there and it freaking reeked. It was disgusting. But Caitlin and her one friend were out there throwing rocks into it.
Oh, gross.
Splashing on them.
Ew. Why would you do that?
They didn't know. They just
How
thought
old
it was
were
fun.
They?
I don't know, like six.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
They're
they were
like
young.
16.
No, I don't think so. Maybe it was Jaden. It might have been my younger brother. Because I think I was in high school when this
gross
happened.
Gross, either way.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. And then another comment says, I remember, okay, you'll have to tell me if this is true. All I remember from ours is they showed us what they called a mud ball monster, collection of iron and dirt deposits from a clogged drain that had developed to look like a sea urchin that looked like it had tentacles.
I don't know, but they did show us some stuff they pulled off filters that was just a nasty amalgamation of stuff.
Things,
yeah, just nasty.
Did
nasty
they ever
stuff.
Get like non-organic material?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Things people shouldn't flush all the time.
Like tampons?
Yeah.
Or other things?
Yeah. Lots of things. And
what do they do with them?
Mostly there's a big filter that catches it, but it clogs throughout the rest of the process. The worst part, honestly, is there's these huge, like almost Olympic swimming pools, but really deep.
And the whodunit ponds?
Yeah, but wait. No, this is inside a big building. Oh. But I know what you mean. And these big swimming pools were just bubbling, and they call them bugs, but it's just bacteria in there. And they're in there eating this poop soup.
Eating the poop?
Yeah, I mean, they're little tiny,
ew,
like bacteria, but that's their job. And the guy said, you know, be careful by the edge. If you go in there, you don't want us to save you. We're just going to
hold your head underwater.
Just like, you're done. You're going to, we're going to feed the bugs. And it was really
how
gross.
Do you even, like, if, because there's people that work there, they had to apply there.
Yeah.
They're like, I really want this job.
Well, so where I work, it's huge, thousands of people. And we actually have two different wastewater treatment plants because how big the location is.
Jeez.
And I hate going there. We call it the brown trout farm. I hate going there because
the brown trout.
The guys get really used to what they work around. And sometimes they touch things and then they might, So say I'm bringing him some equipment.
Yeah, Robbie's a germaphobe, by the way. But like, I think anybody would be.
And hand it back to me, and I'm just like, I'm going to go.
You have poop hands.
Yeah, wash my hands, because they, you know, they have to take samples, and you know, this
samples?
Little.
Samples? Why?
Just to just test.
Think there's E. coli or something?
Well, there probably is, yeah. But no, they're testing, make sure it's cleaning enough, or make sure it has the right bugs in there or whatever. And then they hand me things and I'm just like, okay, this is going in a special spot in the car. Ew. I'm not touching it.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does it smell in there?
Awful. This one's mostly
does it
outside.
Smell like an outhouse?
Wait.
Like it smells, okay.
Kind of.
Sorry, I'm just getting into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, it's
like, does
gnarly.
It smell like a dead animal or does it smell like poop?
Both.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's, okay. I don't know.
It's
why.
Awful.
I
hate
really
going there.
I needed to know that.
I avoid it as much as I can.
Okay. Let me read you the last comment on this that I thought was funny. It said, I plugged my nose when I went there and my teacher told me that that was disrespectful. Okay. You go. All next right. One. Moving on from the poop. I'm sorry. That was very graphic.
I have to figure out. Okay.
Can you stop doing
that? Yes. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm trying to catch my breath.
Why are you
I've been
so
talking,
out of breath?
I'm just like, that's why I keep doing this.
You keep leaning back and breathing.
Trying to, I don't know. Anyways, okay. Apparently I don't know how to talk and breathe at the same time. I had to do an assignment on wastewater treatment when I was homeschooled. I set up a private tour with the plant and went with my mom, and it was really interesting. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I sent you the wrong one. Sorry.
We can just cut out that whole part.
No, let's talk about it. Assignment on a wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's why
your
I was there
mother
in
did
college.
That to you. Yeah, but this person was homeschooled.
Oh, yeah.
I set up a private tour and went with their mom, just them and their mom to the poop plant.
Lower down, this one says, sounds like the kind of field trip they go to in cartoons.
Yeah.
That's
it is
so
an
true.
Episode of like, I don't know.
Something terrible happens and they
or
have
Parks
to...
and Rec. Or
yeah, definitely.
Okay, read the next one too.
All right. We went to a reclaimed water plant where they take sewage and turn it into water that was then sent to people's homes for tap. Absolutely disgusting field trip that I was very angry. I was not informed would be happening that day, or I would not have come in. They opened this giant vat of rushing shit water that smelled horrific and was splashing up.
Ew.
Later in the tour, the guy drank some of the water that was almost gone or done going through the full treatment just to prove that they took extra precautions to make sure it was very purified and that this effing gross... And he spilled some on his polio. He literally.
It's polo, not polio.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Polio's a disease.
Some on his polo. He literally looked like the editor in chief in Spider-Man. Is that the guy?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I know who he's talking about. I was thoroughly pissed and done with my high school. Yeah.
Polio.
Polio. Yeah, that's what
it gave
that's what's
him
gonna
polio.
Happen to you if you drink this.
Ew, that's nasty. Like, I whatever if it's clean enough to drink, but like, don't do it there.
Yeah, and spill it all over you. That's what I'm saying. These guys are not scared. They work with it every day, and they're just a little too used to it.
Yeah, can you imagine going home? You'd have to smell like it. It'd have to be in your pores.
You'd think so.
Like when you sweat.
Maybe
it would be sweating out of you because there has to be some sort of condensation in the air. Right?
Well, then it would be clean, right?
No.
If it's evaporated?
Yeah. I forget about that.
Yeah.
I guess that's clean.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, let's move on from poop. I didn't know that that was the next story you were going to read. It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This one says, Barfbo, our 7th and 8th grade classes went whale watching. As soon as the boat pulled away from the docks, kids started barfing from motion sickness. 3 hours and everyone got sick except me. And there was vomit everywhere.
That sounds horrible.
That is horrendous.
Being motion sick is just...
Okay, but also smelling other people's throw up.
That would make it so much worse.
That's... One time, did anyone ever throw up on the bus?
Yeah, me.
No way.
One time.
You were a barf boy.
Well, I was in first grade.
Still.
My mom didn't believe me I was sick. Maybe second grade.
Oh.
But...
Well, she should have believed you.
Well, I may or may not have...
Faked
not always
before.
Yeah.
You were the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
But when like was there a lot of people on the bus when
you left? Because I got on really early and was early in the ride, so I don't think there's very many.
So a lot of people were late to school because they had to go clean your bus up.
Probably. I think they put down this like weird kitty litter stuff.
Oh, like the sawdust stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Ew, I forgot about that. I feel like people throw up on the bus a lot.
I only ever remember that one time, and unfortunately it was me.
Yeah, that was like my worst fear.
And I don't know if someone came and got me.
You blacked it out?
Yeah, I don't know. Or if I just rode, I think I rode the rest of the trip. You know, those airplane like barf bags. I think my bus driver gave me one of those.
Oh.
And I just went the rest of the ride. It was like an hour like that.
That's terrible because like if someone has the stomach flu, everybody's getting it.
Yep.
Every single. Okay. One time in fifth grade, there was a class in like my grade that someone threw up, and then like probably 10 kids in the class also threw up.
Yeah.
Like the whole class.
Like that day or later?
Yeah. No, that day. Like there was a lot of kids.
Yeah. Somebody brought it, you know, days before and then everybody all at once.
Yeah. It was gross. Anyway, sorry your whale trip went like that. That's disgusting. Whoever wrote this is probably not listening.
I would guess not.
Definitely not listening.
My turn?
Yes.
We drove 2.5 hours to a theme park, only for it to be evacuated 10 minutes after we got there due to a bomb threat. Well, I thought it was going to be funny. It's not very funny. But
what did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. I was just guessing that it was
going to
be.
That is funny. I mean, the bomb threat is not funny. Yeah, no. You should take that shit seriously.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But that sucks that that'd be like us driving out to Lagoon and then not being able to go. You're like, you know, I would have thrown a grade A fit when I was a kid about that.
There's got to be somewhere else close by you can go, right?
Right. Yeah. Just go to a Dave & Buster's or something.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Dave & Buster's?
No. Isn't it for adults? Like, no. I don't think you could take kids there.
I don't.
Or can you?
Well, I wasn't.
Isn't it a bar?
When I went to Washington, D.C., we went to Dave & Buster's and I was a teenager.
Oh.
On like a trip.
Apparently we need to go because I've never been.
Well, it's just like an arcade.
Oh.
So it's that'd be cool. Not that cool. I don't really like arcades. Think about all
they're gross.
Yeah, all the hands and sweat.
Pretty nasty.
It's gross. Our kids love them, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I can't remember what the story was about. Oh, a bomb threat. Hopefully the threat wasn't real. Sorry, I'm trying to find my next one. Okay. Sorry, snipped into the mic. This one says, we went to a fire station in first grade. We were getting back on the bus, and I was going to go up the steps to board the bus. The kid in front of me turned around and vomited all over me.
Oh.
My hair, my face, the front of my shirt, my shoes, covered in vomit. Had to spend the rest of the day at school and then the walk home in vomit, hair, and clothes. What?
I think I was just...
Why didn't they call your mom?
Should have. Or maybe not old enough to walk home or something, but that's...
Ew, I feel like that's a biohazard.
Yeah. It at least hose them off.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how you do that at school.
I don't know. If you're in high school, most of them have labs. Use the, you know, the shower, pull the thing.
Do they have those in high school, you think?
I don't know.
I feel like our high school did not. They didn't care about our safety.
Yeah. Who cares, right? I think they did in mine.
Did you ever have to use it?
No. But I know one
actually, I think I do remember. I think someone did use it once in chemistry.
Hmm.
I don't think they needed to. I think they were just being dumb.
Well, probably. Sounds like a high school thing to do. There was one guy in one of my chemistry classes that drank something out of one of the vials because apparently he's not very smart.
It couldn't have been that bad though.
Yeah, it was hydrochloric acid, which is basically stomach acid, but it was only just the smallest amount. But he's like, it tastes like throw up, and the teacher's like, yeah, it's
basically
throw up. Is, but also that's terrible. Don't ever do that again. It's super super acidic. So
could it like kill you?
If there's a lot of it, like if you bathed in it, it'd probably dissolve you.
Good to know. If you're a serial killer, take some notes.
I don't know.
Okay, next one. It's your turn, I think.
Yeah.
If yours starts with number one, don't say number one.
Nope.
Okay.
The time in sixth grade when the teachers took us to a freaking manure factory. I swear to God, some kids cried and threw up. A couple of us, we both grew up in small towns where manure is just like...
But in manure factory?
I don't even know what that means.
They produce manure?
I'm guessing they make fertilizer, but I don't know. Where was I? A couple of us had to call our parents to go home early. The smell was absolutely the worst. There was legit piles and piles of animal poop steaming in the hot sun. Where do you even get that? Anyways... We got back from the field trip, and the teachers made us all sit down in the gym and give us a talk about respect. Yeah, because that's...
You guys need to respect the shit.
Yeah. Apparently, when the students couldn't pay attention to the guy telling us about the wonders of horse cow shit, the teachers thought we were being disrespectful. But in truth, it was pretty hard to concentrate on a dude lecturing me about manure when the worst smell in the world is all around you. So yeah, pretty shitty field trip, no pun intended. Why are these all about poop?
Yeah.
And well, where do they even get this?
Because I have the humor of a 10-year-old boy, and I think poop is funny. So.
Yeah. Where do they even get that much?
That much poop?
Yeah, I mean, dairies probably, I guess.
Do you think they like go to the dairy and scoop it and bring it back to their poop factory, or do you think they have the cows there?
Maybe both. I don't know. But, you know, beef cows would probably not, you wouldn't have a way to gather it up for most places, so maybe a dairy. I don't know.
One time, we used to raise pigs, and we would use the pig poop to fertilize our garden.
I guess, yeah, maybe a pig farm.
It was disgusting. Also, we lived downwind of our pigs.
Mm, yummy.
Yeah, it was really nasty, actually. But it was kind of fun at the same time to smell.
Another nasty one is like those big chicken farms. Those don't smell good.
That can't possibly be used as fertilizer.
Chicken I have no poop? Idea. I don't know.
I feel like it would have diseases in it.
Either way, it stinks.
All right. You're totally right. Poop stinks. Let's move on.
Okay, groundbreaking.
Sorry. I didn't actually realize how many of these talked about poop and vomit. So sorry. But that does make for a bad field trip. Okay. This one says, in fourth grade, we went to mountain camp. We already live in the mountains, but whatever. They had a ropes course and everything. Tons of fun, honestly. The food was actually really decent. We had all sorts of things. This included, on the second to last night, tacos. Now you have to know that there were three people with the vegetarian option. That's important soon. Come morning, chaos. A few kids started feeling really bad. By 8 a.m., there's a line out the door leading to the toilet. By 10 a.m., about 30 kids, or half of us, had the bug. I'm still feeling pretty good at this point, so I decided to go on a nature walk. About 15 minutes out of camp, some stuff has shifted inside of me, and, well, I have to make a beeline through the forest back to the camp. In the end, every single person of the 50 there, except for 5 people, got sick. Those 5 were 2 kids who didn't get it for it. Who didn't get it for no reason, and the other were 3 vegetarian kids.
Mm.
So they all got food poisoning in the mountains.
I've heard that's the worst.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually had food poisoning.
I've never.
Like, I've had, like, intolerance to food that I do to myself, like ice cream. But
yeah, but I don't think that's on the same level. I think this is more like the cramps.
Well,
not just the cramps, but, like, that ghost white draining feeling. But I think for a long time.
Yeah, like 24 hours straight.
I think it's pretty bad. Yeah. Like the worst flu you've ever had kind of thing.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I hope I never find out.
Yeah, me too.
I cook things pretty thoroughly.
Yeah, you overcook things.
Yeah, I do.
I always overcook chicken though because I never know when it's done.
Yeah, I don't mess around with chicken.
I actually really don't even like to cook chicken because it's gross.
It's going
to
be well done if I'm cooking it because I'm not going to find out.
One time my grandma made chicken for my brother and his friend, and it was raw in the middle, and they're like, "Grandma, this is raw," and she's like, "Oh," and she just grabs it, pops it in the microwave,
and
then gives it back to him.
Might be a little rubbery, but cooked, I guess.
All right, that's all I have for you.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, how do you feel? Do you feel nauseous?
No.
you like talking about this stuff?
It's my favorite.
I knew it. I knew this would be a great episode to have you on.
Yep, perfect for me.
All right, well, tell the people goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I don't know what to say.
Tell them to subscribe.
Subscribe, rate, and review. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't even mess it up.
Tell them where to find you.
Find me?
Uh-huh.
He has Instagram,
a really cool gaming TikTok now.
No, that's not what that is. It's just, I don't really want people to find that.
Oh.
It's not for gaming. It's just for stuff that.
You only have posted gaming videos, though.
Yeah, well, it's just
fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's just for me to be able to put stuff out there that.
All right. Nobody look for that.
Don't look for that.
You won't find
No one needs to find me.
Yeah, okay. You know, I wish I would never told anybody that I know that I did this podcast, because then people come up to me and they're like, "Are you still doing that podcast?"
Listen to your episode.
No, I'm not. Sorry, you can't listen.
Strangers only.
Yeah, or like older people, family members will ask me like, "Oh, I want to listen." I'm like, no, I don't think you'd like it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Sorry you had to suffer through Robbie's voice.
Yep, it's pretty rough.
I'm just kidding. It's great. Thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.